Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. This is the Product of Purpose Kingdom Network, and this is the show, Roundtable Ministries. Back again. All right, and today's show, I'm going to start off with a scripture of Proverbs 20:28. Whoever sows injustice reaps calamity, and the rod they wield in fury will be broken. And with that being said, I just want to welcome everybody, and especially our host for the Roundtable Ministries. And real quickly, I'm just going to go ahead and let everybody know our host for tonight. And this is, once again, the Reformed Roundtable Ministries. And this is the idea of our very own. Go ahead and speak.
Amen, amen. Amen. This is Elder Charles, and I'm just elated again to be back on the air with Roundtable Ministries. I guess it was a time when we just, you know, you don't miss something until you really don't hear it a lot. And I was just so glad to hear how, you know, it was really enjoyed. You know, people talked about it and they wanted to come back on the air. So I'm, you know, pleased that God, you know, God will bring things around to your remembrance again. And it's just good again to be back on the air again with my brothers.
Amen.
My sister. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And then one of the our quiet partner, I'm going to say, until our Faith Be Good came about, Minister Bernard.
Amen.
Hey. What's good, family? Hey, it's Minister Mal here on Purpose Kingdom Network. Y'all already know we are pressing forward, walking by faith and not by sight. I'm just glad to be on Purpose Kingdom Network on a Monday night. Normally I'm on Friday, but I'm here this evening on a Monday with the family, and we are excited for what the Lord is going to provide for us to share with you all tonight. And so we pray that you are comfortable, you got your pen and your paper, and you are ready to receive, thus saith the Lord. We're going to press forward. And so welcome to those who are listening, and to God be all the glory.
Amen, amen. Amen. And to our newest member of the panel, we got Pastor Toy Daly. And let me tell you something. Pastor Toy Daly has, in all her times, has witnessed a lot of things. This is the first time we have a female on our panel, so Pastor Toy, welcome.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. I'm glad to be here with the fellas at the table for Roundtable Ministry. I count it an honor and a blessing. And again, this actually is a come about from our listening audience who used to listen in to Roundtables when it was all men before, and they listened in to Let's Talk About It when it was just all the ladies. And they kept saying, when it would be the ladies, they would say, well, why isn't no testosterone at that table? And when it would be the men, they would say, well, where's the estrogen at that table? So listening audience, bless God, your wish is our command. Praise the Lord.
Okay, so let's get started on our topic. Now, I'd like to thank everybody for joining us, whether you're joining us via phone or online. And if you're online and you want to call us at any time, you can call us at 319-527-6091. And if we have an alternate number, you can call in at 323-870-4174. And at any time you want to join our conversation, you can hit the number 1. And we would thank and we'll be pleased to hear your input for tonight's All Reform Roundtable Ministries. And let's just get into our topic. And our topic tonight is, are you ready? It is Urban Legends 2020. Now, I just hope that everybody understands that when I do my shows, and it seems like you hear a topic, you think I'm going in one direction, and all of a sudden it seems I go into another. But this is the best time for me to, with my panel of hosts right now, to go into this topic and where I'm going into it. So, let us just start. Now, 2020, the year 2020, which is the year that we're currently living in, seems to be an urban legend. And the reason why, let me just start. And I'm just going to start with a date, and it's going to be August 28th, 1955. 14-year-old Emmett Till was murdered. His killers were acquitted of cold-blooded murder. And I know that you want to say, well, okay, that was 1955. So let's just go ahead and jump ahead in a couple of years, and let's go to 1991, where there was the videotaping of the Rodney King beating. And I think that everybody says, well, hey, you know what? In 1955, there was no videotape or there was no conclusive evidence to see that, okay, there was some wrongdoings by certain people. But this is more than evidence. This is what more than what people wanted to know. And they said, well, how can we get an outside eyewitness with a videotape, just videotaping the actions of what was done? Well, you know, sometimes we probably need a little audio, even though that videotape beating that we saw, we just saw, and from what the acquittal was that we didn't know the actual things that was going on because we just saw and we didn't actually know or understand. So let's move on to 2012, where there was a Trayvon Martin who was murdered by George Zimmerman. And it's amazing that he was acquitted because at the whole time where everything was going on, it was audio. And so the current situation where it matters, where, you know, the facts or evidence, you know, there seems to be no justice in America for black men. And so 2020 must be an urban legend. You know, the Civil War ended in May 9th, 1865. But there are brothers and sisters in the South that still have to view Confederate flags and statues. Why is that? Nazi Germany, at the height of their power, when they were totally dismantled and Hitler put a bullet in his brain to end the war, which Japan suffered the defeat at Nagasaki, Hiroshima, where atomic bombs were done or dropped on, there seemed to be no evidence of any kind of resistance. But it seems like in the South, where all of these Confederate flags and all these Confederate monuments are still laid, it seems like there's still a sentiment that they're back in that time. We're in that time, and it seems like there's like old, that good old boy network, whereas though what is done, there's that brotherhood of injustice that will continue to, you know, take place here in America. And I'm just going to go to, for right now, into where I say, you know, in the Bible, you know, we had the book of Judges where there were certain judges appointed. But in 2 Chronicles chapter 19, verse 7, I just wanted to just go and just read that, and then we're going to go to our panel. Now let the fear of the Lord be on you. Judge carefully, for with the Lord, our God, there is no injustice or partiality or bribery. And it seems like this is 1955 all over again. And, you know, I'm going to ask our panel, you know, I constantly go over with my sons, my nephews, my grandsons, and tell them when they're pulled over by the cops, if you do this, if you do that, you know, if you're complying, you should be safe. But it seems like no matter what we do, we're back in 1955, and I just don't understand it. And with that being said, I'm just going to open this up to our panel, and I'm just going to open it up to Elder Charles. And Elder Charles, if you want, I just want to hear your response to that.
Okay. You know, this is something that, you know, we evidently, we talk about a lot anyway as being black males ourselves. One thing is for sure, history is known to repeat itself. And we were always taught as young men, you know, as Brother Rob was talking about his sons and nephews, we was always taught it was a certain way, and it shouldn't be. you know, just with, you know, with our race, a certain way we need to act. Like he said, when we pulled over, or when we're confronted in certain situations, like I tell people, even at my job, you know, they have some prejudice in them, which, you know, I think every human being has your prejudice against something. You might not like the way a certain restaurant fix food. You know, you might like, say, Chick-fil-A over McDonald's, you know, and in a way, that's a little prejudice because you're favoritism. It's like a favoritism. But the thing is I tell people, you know, I'm still growing because I have to get over my little prejudice I have because I was going down high school in Alabama during the time when it was still prejudice down there. And you learn not to really bow down or bend down, or, you know, to really, you learn to cope with certain things because, you know, the saying is when in Rome, do as the Romans. When I went to high school in Alabama, I had a lot of prejudice down there. But the thing was is I dealt with it straightforward. I looked what the situation was, what I was up against, and at that point, I knew how to conduct myself, and it wasn't as though the elders down south, the older people, they did things a little different. It's like when the white people came around them, they were real cautious what they said. They was cautious about what they did. And me coming from up here in the north, you know, I was a little radical. Okay, so When they would say certain things to me, like, you don't do that down here, I said, well, first off, I come from a place where that was normal for us to talk to everybody. You know, I didn't watch where I crossed at. I didn't watch what I picked up, what I drank out of, you know, because I wasn't down there that far back where you couldn't drink out of water fountains and you had to use bathrooms, that said, for blacks only. But the prejudice was still down there. And like I said, I confronted it head on. So I got along with the people down a little bit better than the people from the south because I wasn't taking a lot of stuff that they did. And when I was just me and didn't try to change because the situation was different, I got along a lot better. And one thing I like down there, if they didn't like you, you were told that they didn't like you. But we still got along.
Wow.
We got a job that, you know, I don't get along with you that well, but this job is going to get done. Now, the thing that's different from up here, up north, is you'll have people that are smiling your face all day long. But see, I want you to be real with me. You know, if you don't like my character, if you don't like who I am, my skin, let me know. But that doesn't mean that we can't get along. That don't mean that we can't accomplish
right.
what we need to accomplish. You know what I mean?
Right, right. Amen, amen. And so real quickly, I'm just going to jump to Minister Bernard. But Minister Bernard, I'm just going to just jump in at this question at you with the same thing I'm asking Elder Lee. But I'm just going to ask you, with right now today, you know, and the way things are going, does it seem like the, you know, Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. and Malcolm X never existed the way things are going on right now? I just want to hear, you know, right there in that direction, what you think right now.
Yeah. I mean, you know, because of the way things are today in the world, it at one point may seem as if what they fought for or what they went through to get us where we are today doesn't matter or is non-effective, but it actually is. And they did a lot in order to help us get to where we are with the leadership of God, of course. And so, you know, having those leaders and those people in place who stepped up to the plate, who had no fear, no matter what came their way, no matter the people that tried to challenge them, they knew what was right and what needed to take place. They knew what needed to change. And so even today, it's our responsibility to take the examples that we have and implement them today. We can't just brush off what those who came before us did to pave the way for us. And so that's why we see what took place back then still taking place today, because we have those of us, I'm not discrediting anybody, because we have those out there in the world who are doing what needs to be done, who are putting forth the right messages, who are getting in position to be an example so that everybody else can follow suit. But obviously there are also those out there who still feel privileged. There are still those out there who still feel as though they don't have to comply with the structure or laws or protocol, or comply with, you know, just coming together and being unified as we need to be. And so, you know, to answering your question, you know, having people like Martin Luther King Jr. and Malcolm X, you know, at one point it seems like, you know, what they've done, it only get attention certain times throughout the year. But we need to take what they've mm-hmm. done and always have that at the forefront, to know that if they can step up to the plate to make sure we get the change that we need, we can do the same thing. And that's where the lack is the lack of application. We have to actually apply what we learn. At the same time, we know that there are those in the world who have authority and have certain positions that are over us. And so, yes, we need to be mindful of what we say and how we carry ourselves, and we need to use wisdom. But it does not mean that we should be fearful. It does not mean that we should hold back and be scared to live life or do the things that God created us to do. And so in this world, the way things taking place today, it's just the lack of application. You know, we really have to apply what we learn and help others to get the understanding as well. And then those who are in power or have certain positions that just don't want to comply and be unified and think that they're still privileged or they still have a right to do certain things, then, you know, as the Lord said, I can't help but be churchy, but as the Lord says, vengeance is his.
You know what? You're right. You're so right. And there is no such thing as being so churchy. I mean, Minister Bernard, let me tell you something. I just love that, you know, as part of or extension of Roundtable Ministries, that you came up by faith, we good, you know, because we really, you know, at the end of the day, have to know that we have to have faith. And if we have faith, we good. You know, if we don't have no faith, what we got? But, you know, Minister Bernard, I'm going to tell you real quick. You remind me of a scripture I read when you just said everything you just said. And I'm not trying to wrap up what you said in a scripture, but it's just something I felt in my heart, which was Deuteronomy chapter 7, verses 9. Know, therefore, that the Lord your God is God. He is the faithful God, keeping his covenant of love, thousand generations of those who love him and keep his commandments. I just wanted to say that because that just struck out, and that's like, it's just so rare that I have a scripture that I just, you know, just have it in my heart, and then I just throw it out there. So that was just, you know, my one of those throw it out scriptures. That when people just touch through words, you know, inspire somebody. And that's what just inspired me just now. And real quickly, Minister Bernard. Very...
Mm-hmm.
No, go ahead. No, go ahead.
Well, if I can say very quickly, you know, just to piggyback off very quickly what you said, in today's time, you know, we can't negate from the fact that we have real situations. And so, yes, you know, we stand firm on God's word and we walk by faith. But also, these are some real issues, real situations that people are dealing with. So we need real solutions. And the real solution, as you've expressed, is to walk by faith, is to trust God. And so that's having by faith be good. It's like you say, we got to be in faith, because although we deal with real situations, when we're in faith, we're covered. And so I just wanted to add that on.
Amen, amen. And so we do have a baby girl on board. So let me just unfasten her car seat. And let's just introduce our CEO and our very own Pastor Toy Daly. And Pastor Toy,
I just want to direct this question to you a little bit differently, just like I did Minister Bernard. And, you know, I know that modern times, you know, we have not had that Martin Luther King and that Malcolm X, but we did have Barack Obama. So you think, like, in the year 2050, how do we look at one of the, like, most prominent leaders that we had in this time in the year 2050? Do you think that he will be reflected on or looked upon as Malcolm X and Dr. Martin Luther King? And so, Pastor Toy, welcome. The baby buck was on track.
Do I think, I just want to make sure I understand this question correctly. Do I think that in 2050, so 30 years from now, we will have a leader along the lines of a Barack Obama?
Yes.
I would love to see us have one before 30 years from now. I would love to see us have one in the next few months. I would love to see somebody step up to the table. Because, see, understand, what made Barack Barack, what made Martin Martin, what made Malcolm even Malcolm, was truthfully who they were. It was the anointing on them. Like, if you heard people talk about Obama, and I hate to mix anointing and swag, but both of them is something that you either have or you don't.
Man,
I'm sorry.
Man.
So when you would hear people talk about Barack Obama, President Barack Obama, everybody would talk about his swag. It was always his swag. Look how he walked. Look how, listen to how he talked. Listen to the joke. Look at the display of love he shows towards his family and the common man. Look, it was just who he was. Even with Martin Luther King, although everyone saw the anointing on his life, everyone loved to hear him speak. Even the people that hated him could not take away from his God-given anointing. So when I look at what's going on today and I jump ahead 30 years from today, do I believe we will have a Barack or a Martin or a Malcolm type person in office? No, I don't. I'm sorry. I don't believe that. And I don't believe that because for that to happen would make God's word a lie. And God's word is not a lie. And God's
Amen.
Word said it would
Amen.
Get worse all over before he came back. So am I expecting somebody better as far as to their standard of who they were? No. Am I expecting somebody better than who we currently have? Oh, most definitely. I'm expecting that again, as I said, in the next, few months.
So, okay, I understand that. And so with that, I mean, I understand totally, you know, your answer. And I accept that because, you know what, that makes, a lot of sense. And, you know, with that, I'm just going to just ask Elder Charles Lee, and it's not going to be a rebuttal. It's just, you know, what I'm asking Elder Lee. Now, with everything that's been said, now, the structure of family, as far as in, you know, our, you know, the community that we live in, and I'm not excluding Minister Bernard or Pastor Tory or myself, but the structure of our family, what important, prominent role you think moving forward the structure of family has as far as progressing?
Well, in one aspect, and we talked about this before, Brother Rob, about, you know, the structure of the household and the family.
Yes,
we talk
did.
About... And we have talked about, you know, the situations that the black males are going through. And like Bernard was saying a little earlier, we got to put God back where we took him out of. We got to put him back in schools. We got to put him back in our houses. And we have to put him back in these black males, because the reason a lot of family structures are so crumbling now, even today, I was listening to some friends telling me about during the COVID-19, all the domestic calls they had for the police. And that's to a point now to where people are locked in. You know, you can't go to so many places. If you're essential personnel, you go to work, you come home, and you're at home a little longer now than usual with your spouse. Now, a lot of us, and I'm not putting me out of that area too, a lot of us are learning a lot about our spouses, okay, because we usually don't spend enough time with our spouses. And I mean either in church, at home, but now you're in face-to-face, because there's nowhere you can go. Everything is closed. So we're learning things that we haven't learned before. And as men of God and head of our households, we need to be in position, because God told us about this. The Bible speaks about it in Revelation. It speaks about the
yes,
peril times we're going to have with the all the viruses and, you know, the sickness. But if you look at it, this is not really for the believer. Amen. It's for the believer's eyes, because God is trying to shake us up and say, you know what, I'm talking to you. I'm trying to get through to you. And you need to listen, because just like Pastor Torrey said, none of his words are going to come back void. So it's going to continue. But see, we got to get in line. We must get in line with the word. And as black males,
yes,
we have to take over our positions again as head of the households. And we have to go to the church and get back in position too, because me and Pastor Torrey talked about this years ago, how the men are out of place even in the church, and you wonder why so many female leaders. It's a lot of female leaders.
That's right.
You know why? Because somebody had to take the reins, because that horse was running wild. That horse is all over the place. So you're wondering why the female's in place, but you know what? I thank God for them. Okay, because they were,
amen,
an excuse expression, they were man enough to step up, and where we left the holes, they filled in the gaps. So now we have women
right
in place, and see, it's kind of hard for them to step down now, okay, because they've been taking these reins for so long, and we've been sitting back in the back pews back there so long, and now we want to step up because we're seeing, you know, Deacon so-and-so, you know, I like the way he runs praise and worship, and I like the way he does this. Okay, all this is going to take time. Okay, this is steps and levels that we got to go into. But as far as the households, as men, we have to get back in our positions. We got to start praying for our families. We got to start praying for our leaders. As Minister Bernard was saying earlier, we have people over us. And the Bible tells us about knowing about authority. Amen? So, I mean, we have to get back in place. We have to start praying stuff in order so things will come together. And that's why this pandemic is right here right now, this virus. God is saying, you know what, you're getting so far away from me, I want to catch you before you get too far. Okay, I don't want you to fall off the cliff into the water. Maybe you get your feet a little wet when you stick your foot over the edge, but I want you to come back. Okay, because, see, we got to get this thing together, because, see, no man know the time nor the place, but it's getting close. And God is saying, you know what, when it gets like that, the lessons come hard. You know, most people be nice, like when you was in school, you couldn't get something. Teacher sit down and talk to you and say, well, Robert, well, look at this lesson right here. And, you know, she's spending 10 to 15 minutes with you. But when it's day after day and you can't get it, she said, look, this is how you do it. That's how you do it. This how you do it. Figure it out.
Right.
So we really have to get back in our place.
Thank you so much for that part right there. So I'm just going to, like, just move on real quickly because, you know, everything is just – a little tight, but we got everybody on there. I just want to make sure everybody gets a little bit of input. And if anybody is listening online, you want to call in, you can call in at 319-527-6091 and number 1. And you can also call in at 323-870-4174 anytime you want to talk to any one of us on the panel. Just hit the number 1. And, you know, just real quickly, just to move the show along, you know, and as far as where, you know, men, and just to expound on what Elder Lee was saying, is that, yes,
you know, we are superficial. We're very superficial. Sometimes, you know that we love this woman and, you know, we're going to pour all into it. And then we get to a little disconnect where we say, hey, you know what? I do have to make sure I provide for this woman because I love this woman. And I fell into that 2 weeks ago, you know, where I was on a little 2 week furlough. And the thing was that was when I was home for 2 weeks, I realized that my wife does a whole lot that I just really didn't expect. And when I was, before I went on that furlough, I was thinking, and, you know, she was like, hey, I think you'd be home by now. I said, hey, I stopped to get gas. I was like, what is all this checking thing going on? I'm like, you act like I'm going to a party. No, I'm actually was leaving the house, and I actually had a little, you know, it, even though it wasn't a break, I had to actually do work. The thing was that I actually, you know, no intention of my you know, on myself, was I had to break ranks from that quarantine that my family was doing. I didn't realize that they were actually on the quarantine, and they didn't know what to do because the leadership didn't have a lot of things going on or saying, you know, it's not like I even say, hey, you know what, I'm going to work. Y'all all come and get in the car. Y'all stay here so I'm done work, and then we all go home. That's what it seemed like every time I was leaving out the door, every, you know, until my granddaughter was, like, she's 6 years old. She was like, can I go to work with you? I was like, no, you can't. You know, and she's like, why not? She was like, you're going out the house. You know, and she's like, we're staying in the house. And then that's when I understood. And then when I got onto the furlough for 2 weeks, that's when I started actually – seeing, then I was trying to actually do an active part in the household. What I understood was that now I was the interloper. I was the guy that was at the party all night, and then I'm trying to tell you, you know what, it's time for you to study. We got an exam this week, and we have this going on. And they were like, oh, you're so refreshed. You've been out the house, and you've done this, and you've done that. But I'm looking at them the opposite way. Look, I'd rather stay at home with y'all. I don't know why they waited so long to put me on the furlough. So now that we have that understanding, then we got everything integrated, and then now I'm back to work. You know, now they understand. It's like when I come home, it's like it was before. And the reason why is because once you have that disconnect, even no matter how small it is, it's so insignificant. If you don't get an understanding of what's going on, then you don't know what you're missing. Because when I was home 2 weeks, I seen what was actually going on, the structure, the standard. It was everything I implemented. And it was because my wife was doing that.
Right.
So what more can you ask for? And like Elder Lee always says, that's my helpmate. And so this is the next question I'm going to pose to Minister Bernard. It is, even though we're in this COVID-19 epidemic, and as we start proceeding to where now the country is trying to lift the ban and we're trying to do this and do that, I'm not sure how much it affected your household or your family, but is there a takeaway you have that's going on now?
So when you say takeaway, you mean like what I get out of the pandemic?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things that happened in this pandemic that didn't happen before. And although we have the deaths, although we have a lot going on in this world because of the pandemic, a lot, there's a lot of standstill. There's, you know, a lot of, I hear about people dealing with stress and anxiety and depression and all those things. The flip side of that is, as y'all have expressed tonight, that, you know, as we pray for those who are really going through, and as we be there for them, because as the word of the Lord says, you know, those who are strong ought to bear the infirmities of others. And so as we be there for those others who are really going through in this season, at the same time, we can also see how God has worked things out for his children as well. A lot of people got the rest that they needed. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
Hectic schedules, hectic schedules, always running around, always busy. A lot of people got the rest that they needed. A lot of the parent body actually have the time to focus on their children and actually help them with their homework or actually hear them out and have an opportunity to hear what's on their mind and how they feel. A lot of parents actually have the time to put a structure in place for their child to follow so that they're not getting caught up or distracted by what's taking place in this world. You know, a lot of us has no choice but to listen to what God wants to say. You know, a lot of us has way more time than we've had before to labor in God's word and to dwell with him in prayer. And so there's a good side, and then there's the side where, you know, there are those who are really dealing with the tough times of this season. And so as I was sitting here listening to you all, the Lord just dropped in my spirit. I just started writing it as he said it. And basically, God's kingdom is the government we're supposed to live according to. And so God's kingdom is the government we're supposed to live according to. And so God's word is our foundation. And so,
amen.
You know, and so what we get out of this pandemic is God got our full undivided attention. God
amen.
Has us, he has us exactly where he wants us to be. And we have to stand on the factual facts about God. He's perfect in all his ways. He makes no mistakes. He does all things well. He's sovereign. He's always on time. I mean, he's faithful, you know. And so God, he's all-knowing. He's he who is, who was, and is to come. So there's nothing that he does not know. There's nowhere in this earth that we have been or that we will go that he hasn't been there already before we even got there. God is God, and he's God all by himself. And so even in the midst of this pandemic, you know, a lot of us throughout this season got humbled. A lot of us throughout this season got equipped. A lot of us throughout this season, you know, actually heard God and got the instruction and got the instruction or the wisdom that we need in order to press forward. And so God is very strategic, and we can't even fathom how strategic God is. We can't even fathom why God allows what he allows. But our responsibility, once again, is to be in faith. I'm sitting here looking at Proverbs chapter 20 and verse 24 in the New Living Translation. And it says, the Lord directs our steps. So why try to understand everything along the way? And so,
amen.
That's why we have to trust God, because it's also in reference to Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, lean not to thy own understanding. Acknowledge him in all thy ways, and he will direct your path. And so what we get out, and so what we get out of, what I get out of this pandemic is this: God is in control. He can allow what he wants. He can shift what he wants. He can make happen what he wants to make happen. He can get our attention when he wants our attention. He can work on us the way he sees fit. And so we pray for those, once again, who really have been going through, who have lost loved ones, those who are dealing with illness, those who are dealing with financial struggles, those who are really dealing with tough times in this season. We are praying for you. We are declaring the word of the Lord for you by faith. But we're glad that God is in control. And what we get out of this is God is up to something. And so we have to be in position, and we have to stay focused and make sure we carry out our responsibility, which is to be in faith.
Amen, amen,
amen.
Amen. And let me just say, Mr. Bernard, very beautifully spoken. And I really, you know, hope that each and every body that's out there listening can truly understand that, you know, being faithful and being in mind and being faithful, it's a little bit different. You know, having that focus is what we need.
you know, having that focus on, you know, what we need to do. Because it's always been, you know, just like when you're growing up, your parents have expectations for you. So does God. He has expectations. Along the way, you know, there's some times we may need some help from our parents. We may need some advice. It's what God done. God provided us with Christ. And with that being said, I'm just going to bring Pastor Toy on. And at this time, we're going to ask her to do the call of salvation. Pastor Toy, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Praise the Lord. And, you know, I'm just going to pick up sort of where everyone left off at, that it's time for, I'm not going to say the men to step up. I'm going to say for people to step up. It's time for people to take accountability. It's time for people to put their trust in God. See, right now, we're listening to a lot of people complain about Trump, and we're hearing a lot of people go, I'm sorry, I didn't know, I thought he could, but I trusted him. Well, I dare you to put your trust in somebody who won't let you down. I dare
Amen.
You to put your trust in somebody who they are not man that they should lie, and the Son of Man that they should repent. I dare you to put your trust in somebody who their word shall not come back unto them void, but shall accomplish everything that he set it out to do. I dare you to put your trust into somebody who never slumbers nor sleeps. And because they never slumber nor sleep, guess what that means for you? You can get a good night's rest. I dare you to put your trust in somebody who can be your refuge, your secret hiding place, your dwelling place. I dare you to put your trust in somebody who got your back, so much so that they said it's better for a person to jump in the middle of the lake with a stone around their neck and kill themselves than to mess with one of the least of his children. I dare you to put your trust in him today. And here go the thing. He said in his word that you could taste and see that he is good. The word taste and see means you can come and try me out. Because he's not going to force himself on you. So if you decide that for you, you think he's not good, okay. But I dare you to taste and see that the Lord is good, because I know that if you get a true taste of him, see, that's what I'm getting out of this pandemic lockdown.
Amen.
You can't get caught up in nobody's what's the word I want? Denominational politics. We can't get caught up in none of the church's rhetoric. We can't get caught up right now. We can't get caught up in nothing but God. We can't, if we want to worship, we can't get caught up in who's the praise and worship leader today, because you the praise and worship leader today. We can't get caught up in nothing but God and our own personal relationship with him. I dare you to trust him today. I dare you to step out on faith in him today. And he made a way for us to do it. We don't have to try to figure out how many times we got to wash ourselves, which way we need to find to kneel and pray, or how we got, and I'm not coming at nobody's religion. I'm just telling you what we don't have to do if you choose to go the way he set forth for you. We don't have to find and light incense and all of that. He made a way. He said that God's word said that I am the way, the truth, and the life. Those is Jesus' words. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by me. God's word said that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever believes in him shall have everlasting life. He ain't say you have to do nothing but believe. That's the starting part. Believe. Just believe. Just believe. If you believe in him, he's going to start to do the rest. I promise.
Amen.
if you truly believe in them, if you truly seek them. I'm sorry, I'm going to do the call, but I got to say this. I hear so many people converting to different religions, and they get into different religions, and they start studying and studying and studying and studying all these different religions. And then they stand and they go, well, you know, Pastor Toy, I understand this better than I ever understood Christianity. And I always go, yeah, you want to know why? And they go, why? I say, because you're studying that, and you would never study the word like that. But if you will put the time in and study God's word, he will give you the revelation. Hallelujah, God. How do I know? Because he gave it to me. And anybody who knew me coming up know the one thing I don't like to do is to read. But it's something about God's word that when I start to dig into it and dive into it, it just becomes alive in me. And it can come alive in you too. All you have to do is accept the gift that he gave, which is his son, Jesus Christ, into your heart and into your life. And you can accept him by simply saying this prayer. You just say, Father God, I come to you this evening accepting the gift of your son, Jesus. I ask him to come into my life. I ask him to forgive me of my sins. I ask him this second to begin to make me new. In Jesus' name, amen. And then you just tell somebody, let somebody know that you gave your life to Christ. Listen, the blessing is you don't have to wait for a church door to be open because they're not open right now. So if somebody's in your house, go tell them, hey, I gave my life to Christ. Call somebody on the phone. If you're listening via live stream, call into the number, push one, say, hey, I gave my life to Christ. However you choose to do it, according to God's word, once you confess it out of your mouth, then you are saved. Welcome to the kingdom of God. Now, we encourage you to find the Bible believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary once they're open again, where you can grow in the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and heal from the trials and the tribulations of this world. But until then, I challenge you to get a B-I-B-L-E for yourself, a Bible. Get one for yourself. If you don't have one, don't have a way to get one, contact us here at Purpose Kingdom Network. We will send you one. Open it up, read it for yourself, and get to build a personal relationship with the one being who has desired the personal relationship with you before the foundation of this world. And, of course, he also has Purpose Kingdom Network here for you. And Brother Robert is going to come back on, and he's going to give you some announcements on how you can continue to follow us and where you can join us tomorrow evening. God bless you, and again, welcome to the kingdom of God. Brother Rob.
Amen, amen. Yes, and welcome, welcome, welcome. The correspondent was here at Purpose Kingdom Network. The correspondent was here at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com. We receive your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply say hello or just let us know that you turned a new leaf over in life and you have accepted Christ in your life. And thank you for that. We're also on Instagram and Twitter at purpose_kingdom, where you can do likewise. We invite you to like us on Facebook where you see our upcoming advertisements and our shows. We gladly appreciate if you share with your friends and family members, especially at this time where, you know, most of our sanctuaries are closed. But this is a church without walls where you can celebrate and get a word of praise here at Purpose Kingdom Network. We thank you so much. We also invite you to join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour with God's Will and God's Blessing for One Touch Transformations. And that is hosted by Minister Arthenius Jackson. And once again, with God's Will and God's Blessing, we hope you join us again at the 9 p.m. hour tomorrow evening for One Touch Transformations with Minister Arthenius Jackson. And we hope you share and just tell a friend that we'll be broadcasting live tomorrow evening with One Touch Transformations at the 9 p.m. hour on www.blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom. At any time you want to hear any of our past or previous shows, you can go to the same website I just mentioned, www.blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom. You can simply type in the host name or the show name, and you can hear that show in its entirety at your convenience in case you missed it. Anywhere they have podcasts, you can just simply type in Purpose Kingdom and hit the follow button,
And that way, every time that we broadcast, you get a notification, so that way you won't miss any broadcast that we broadcast. And we just thank you so much. And with that being said, this is going to be the end of the announcements. Wait a minute, one more announcement. If you want a morning word of inspiration, you can go to anchor.com or Anchor FM, type in Purpose Kingdom. You can follow any of our social media pages and you get a morning word of inspiration each and every morning that we're able to provide you with a morning word of inspiration. We thank you so much. Don't forget to share with a friend or family member. We thank you so much. With that being said, we're going to go ahead and do the conclusion of tonight's show, which is Roundtable Ministries, and it is hosted by Elder Charles Lee, Minister Bernard, me and myself, Brother Robert Pop Hudson, and Pastor Toy Daly. And
amen.
In our conclusion, we're just going to go back, with Pastor Toy real quickly, and then we'll go with the rest of our panel. So, Pastor Toy,
yeah,
being that we had our anniversary not too long ago, have you seen this ministry growing the way it has grown?
Say that again. I'm not understanding your question.
I'm sorry. The ministry now at another anniversary not too long ago, have you seen this ministry growing the way it's grown?
Oh, wow. When I look at Purpose Kingdom Network now and Purpose Kingdom Network then, when I look at even Roundtable Ministry now versus when it first started, there has been such tremendous growth, not just within the network and the listening audience, but within each individual host and ministry on the network. And the funny part is I know when growth is about to take place with each ministry because that's usually when the hosts start to go through different things. And I know that's crazy that we say it that way, that, you know, oh, it's when they're going through tribulation, that's when they're going through the growth. But that's the truth of the matter. It's almost like a garden for if you have a rose bush. For a rose bush to grow and blossom and become a prize-winning rose bush, you have to prune. You have to cut branches away. Sometimes you have to graft branches in from other rose bushes. You have to dethorn some of the branches at times. You have to keep the weeds away from it. You have to throw fertilizer on top of it. So those are things that, you know, fertilizer stinks. Getting anything cut off, at least to the human man, it hurts, whether it's physical, mentally, emotionally. So when I look at what God is doing with us here, all I can do is sit back in amazement. Now, 4 years ago, did I see us in it? 4 years later, I must admit, yes, I did. I see Purpose Kingdom Network Ministries still being here long after I'm gone. But that's what I see. So, yes, I do believe the growth, and I must say I'm so proud and count it an honor and a blessing because it's nothing that I do or that I have done or even, and I know some might get upset when I say this, it's not even anything that we as hosts do. It's all the glory of God and the anointing of His Holy Spirit because there's a lot of people that do what we do that's not where we are.
Wow.
That's God for it. I thank God for it. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Amen. No. I was just, I can say amen too. And you know what? I'm just going to just, help real quickly just go in to, my takeaway from basically overall tonight. And it feels great, broadcasting back on Royal Television Ministries. And it's great to have my former broadcast host with me and even our new host, Pastor Toy. And just let me let me just say this. You know, this is not just spilled milk that's happening. This is a design spilled milk that we all witness at some point. And, you know, regardless of how we witness that spilled milk, you know, we're not going to just sit back and just, you know, say, hey, we just spilled some milk. No, we just spilled some kind of wealth. We're spreading something. And so, you know, with that being said, you know, that's my takeaway overall for tonight. And like I said, I can't imagine doing anything else, you know, this evening or any other evening besides broadcasting on Purpose Kingdom Network. I know it is just a tremendous, tremendous honor just to broadcast with each and every one of you. And I hope that our audience, you know, appreciate tonight's ministry that we provided. And I hope that through everybody and through their testimonies and through their input, that whatever was drawn forth from them is restored to them a thousandfold. And I'd like to thank Minister Bernard, Elder Charles Lee, and Pastor Paul Daly for, let me just say, it is just, you know, a tremendous honor just being here tonight among everyone. And I just thank you. And like I said, I just love doing it. And thank you, you know, and praise God, hallelujah. Thank you so much. And if anybody else wants to come in, and go ahead and give, you know, their final thoughts before we end the show. You can go ahead.
Just grateful. Grateful that Roundtable Ministries is back. As I expressed, you know, we used to be on before and had some great discussions, and it's good to be back to have some great discussions again. And so for those who are listening, we encourage you to continue to tune in to Purpose Kingdom Network. There's always a word from the Lord. And I'm just great to be a part of the family, and we just encourage you all to keep walking by faith. God bless you, love you, and enjoy your evening.
Amen, amen. I just want to say that I am really excited when I first, you know, heard about the lineup, and I know that you guys are too, because that little splash of estrogen, it made the meal. Amen. So, you know, and it's good to hear from, you know, our CEO and Pastor Toy, because she always has a word that's going to enlighten you and it's going to make you think. Amen. And I just want to say real quick, we were talking earlier about, real fast, about the leadership. If you can turn anytime, you know, during the show or when the show is over, turn to Isaiah 10 and 1 and start reading it, and it'll tell you what it has for the leadership if they're not leading right. And it starts off with, woe unto them that decree unrighteous degrees and write grievousness which they have prescribed. So if we can take our degrees and put laws, bylaws, anything like that against his people, and to say to turn aside the needy from the judgment and to take it away from the right, from the poor of my people, the widows may be their prey, and that they may rob the fatherless. So when they tell you everything is in the Bible, everything is in the Bible. So, I mean, it doesn't really matter, you know, what title you hold. God holds you accountable. Amen. So, you know, all we have
Amen.
To do is, like Minister Bernard said and the pastor, we got to stay in our word, because God is going to take care of everything else. See, we don't have to
Amen.
Worry about what's going on the left, what's going on the right. We got to look straight ahead and keep it moving. Amen. And I want to say something real
Amen.
Quick, because I told my daughter I was going to say this. And Rob and Bernard, you can really understand what I'm saying, because you have people did it this year too. I want to give a shout out to Laura Elizabeth Lee for graduating from Central Penn
Congratulations.
College with a bachelor's degree
hey.
In corporate communication.
Hey.
They're supposed to graduate May the 1st, but the pandemic, you know, put that to the side. But I want to congratulate all the high school and the college kids that had the endurance to push it. And push it no matter. I mean, they had to do online work to finish this thing up, y'all. So I'm proud of them
yes.
for going and getting
Ooh.
Their degrees, getting
nah,
their diplomas, you know, just doing what they had to do to get where they need to go. Amen?
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Congratulations, Laura. Congratulations to everybody that graduated this year. And I just,
amen.
I just want to say real quick, because it's funny that you ended on Isaiah 10:1, because in our morning walks in God's word, that's what he has us reading, the book of Isaiah. And what you said is so true. That book taught, like, I used to go, God, why you have me reading Isaiah? Why you have me reading Isaiah? And then I started reading it, and I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh, yes.
Wow. And especially if you read, like, we're reading it in the Message version. So, like,
right.
When it talks about,
yes.
When it makes statements like, oh, God is so mad at y'all, he's going to let y'all be led by schoolyard bullies. And then Trump comes up and starts talking, and you're like, oh, wow, oh. Okay.
Amen. Right on time.
So I count it an honor. I count it an honor and a blessing to be here with the fellas at the table. I can't wait to be sitting here at the table with y'all during sports season when they actually are allowed to play again. but I count it an honor to be here at the table with y'all now to sit and get the words of wisdom, because I don't know if y'all know it or not, but we got three different generations sitting at this table right here. And I bless God that I'm able to be a part of that. I thank you guys so much. Bob, you can close us out.
Amen.
Okay. With this being said, Roundtable Ministries will be joining you again next month. With God's will, God's blessing, we hope you have a safe, peaceful, and prosperous night. With that being said, we are out of here. Peace.
Jesus led.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never want to see me down, I will not lose.